thought the second half our mentality kind of switched, and you know, in the first half we were looking to score, playing aggressive, and then I told him after the game it felt like we switched from, you know, instead of trying to win, we were trying not to lose. And I don't know what we had at half. I think we had 45 or
You're
something.
Correct, 45.
So go from 45 to 12, that's not very good. And I mean, part of that, we were trying to be diligent with it, but then we just kind of got lax while in that. And then, you know, turnovers and you know, hitting the bottom of the backboard, trying to get layups. And it just kind of felt like, you know, we were just pulling back. We thought like we could hang on to it. And that's probably part of my fault, talking to, you know, move the ball and be diligent with it. But I kind of killed our momentum. And obviously they were hitting some points, Smith was. And I thought we were up on them as much as we could. And it was a physical game. And so I think it went kind of both ways. We got away with some and they hit us a little bit. But in the end, we got to be able to, you know, put a full game together and not just rely on a lead at halftime to carry us to victory.
Now, you guys, you kind of exploited your size matchup there in this one. Cooper Shore with 13, Eidman with 10, Vogel with 7. Obviously, it was a spread-out approach like you guys have seen all season long. But, you know, Allie Smith scoring 35 against you guys. But, you know, you mentioned the defense, but Allie Smith is a special player that is obviously scoring it well above. He averages 20 points a ball game, but an historic night for Allie tonight.
And we talked about at halftime, you know, when we were sitting at 45 to 24, we were like, you know, we felt good overall about their point total. We thought, you know, he's taken 95% of their shots. You know, if we're up 21 points, that's all right. You know, he had all but 2 points at halftime. So we were like, at halftime, we were like, well, we're probably fine. He's taking that many shots. He's just going to get some points off of it. But in the second half, you know, I thought we were playing decent defense, sliding and staying with him, but we were getting called on almost everything, and that kept putting him at the line. I don't know how many shots at the end, but free throws, but it stopped the clock a lot. And so it added some extra time and possessions to the game, I think. And then I think that has kind of gotten our heads a little bit at the end of the game. And, you know, even towards the end, I felt like we were just, you know, kind of careless with the ball and not really playing to finish out and win the game.
Now, you guys improved to 13-3, and I noticed in that timeout you took there in the fourth quarter, and I'm assuming the tone of the locker room as well. You guys have a very talented roster. Obviously, there's still a month to be played before getting into a sub-state that's a very tough sub-state, but you guys are trying to accomplish something that hasn't been done in 30 years and probably a pretty good opportunity with as best talent as you got, Chase County has had in many years, trying to make it back to Manhattan.
Yeah, that's our goal, and we talked about it before. Like, you can't string together just partial quarters, because eventually you're going to get against competition where that, you know, it doesn't hold up. And we bring up stuff from last year too. Like, we lost at home to Meriden Valley last year in a game that we thought we should have won. Mission Valley in the league tournament, games that we thought we should won, and we've seen the girls lose a couple that we talked about. Like, hey, they thought they were going in and winning this game, and they didn't. And that's kind of the mentality. Like, you know, we're going to see tough teams here. So sometimes we look at the record and we see who's played who. And I don't know if it's on purpose, but we kind of go in thinking, you know, maybe we're going to. And at halftime, it kind of looked that way. It looked like, hey, you know, we're going to win by 30, or it should be. But, you know, just like we don't back down, we got to remind these kids that, you know, the other guys on these other teams, those seniors, they're not going to back down. They're going to keep playing just like we would. And we just got to have the mentality that, you know, we got to lock down and close out these games, because, you know, I don't know if they got it single digits, but it went from 21 down to, I don't know how close they got.
They got to 11.
Felt like one.
Exactly.
But so it's got to be that, like, hey, our 21 is going to go to 31, not down to 11. We just got to have that mentality. And I kind of mentioned it in the locker room. It was kind of a switch. We were just, you know, I wouldn't say it's scared, but we started playing, you know, not to lose. That's kind of what it came down to. That was the mentality or how it felt. And I told him maybe part of that, like, just what I talked about, you know, pulling the ball out a little bit. We probably should have just stayed more aggressive. And early in the game, we were getting a lot of transition points. Well, when Allie Smith's getting to the basket and getting fouls, that kind of eliminated us being able to transition, which is where most of our points were coming from. So they did a good job turning the tone of the game. And kind of luckily we had a big enough lead at halftime that we were able to withstand it. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In the victory. We will have you guys one final time in our area broadcast schedule against Madison here in a week and a half. And obviously, you guys have Mernazine Valley on Tuesday. And looking forward to this home stretch before you get into postseason play.
Yep, thank you.
That was head coach Cade Witt. His team victorious tonight, 57-46. We'll wrap up the Restore Company postgame show and get Ken Hansen back on the headset.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that